Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I work at the law office of J. Michael Hayes. That's the letter J. Michael, standard spelling, H-A-Y-E-S. And I deal primarily with insurance coverage as it relates to personal injury litigation.
We have seen a few national articles based on a Wall Street Journal report explaining that some insurance companies are taking aerial images with drones of properties and are dropping claims or those with the insurance for those with certain properties that are deemed too risky. Examples being if a house's roof is missing or has damaged shingles, if tree branches are hanging over the home structure, or even if the property has a pool or trampoline that wasn't reported. What can you tell us about this practice of drones taking aerial images, and is this legal?
Sure. Well, insurance is the business of risk. I think that's where we got to start, right? It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and insurers are behaving exactly as we expect insurance companies to behave. More denials means fewer claims, which means more money in their pocket at the end of the year, right? And legality is a question. This is right now an issue of, has the law caught up with technology? We have, drones have been around for a while now at this point. And we do have some civil rights laws that protect that. Civil rights law section 52A, for instance, provides for a private right of action for unwarranted video imaging on residential premises. Now that law specifies that, a person might have a cause of action for someone who installs or affixes a video imaging device on property adjoining the residential property for the purpose of videotaping recreational activities that occur within the backyard. That's not quite a drone, I think, and that's kind of the issue that we have here. Drones have not yet met up with the full legislation. I am aware of some proposed legislation that was proposed in the, I believe it was the Senate, where they were looking to limit the ability of, for instance, law enforcement personnel from utilizing aerial drones unless they have a proper warrant or exigent circumstances. I do think that there are privacy concerns here with the use of aerial drones.
Yeah, I was also going to add, on top of the fact that they're using drones without the knowledge of clients, some companies are even reports are showing some companies are even failing to show reports and photos. What do you think of this?
I think that's a question for the legislature. Insurance is a hybrid legal and contract-based business. There's a lot of regulation within the insurance industry, but at the end of the day, it's also a contract. You're paying for certain protections, and in exchange for those protections, the insurance company wants to establish whether or not your property is too big of a risk for them to take on. And they're entitled to do those inspections. We know that when we get a home, for instance, there's going to be a home inspection from the insurance company in certain instances to see whether or not it's a premises that they will insure. If you have a foundation issue and you've got to spend $30,000 to fix that issue, then you might have a problem insuring that property until you get it fixed. So I think at the end of the day, I think we also need to remember that this is a contract-based industry, and contracts are in and of themselves a privilege, not a right. Insurers do have the right to know what risks they're insuring against, and at the same time, consumers should have the right to know how insurers will assess that risk. And that right there is a question for the legislature. Can the legislature require insurers to be more transparent about their denials of coverages and determinations made by aerial footage? Sure. Could the legislature end up you know, making decisions based on unmanned aerial vehicles or drone footage illegal for insurance companies. They sure could. But that's not something that I'm currently seeing in the law.
I believe, you know, the reports make a point of saying that, you know, consumer advocates say that the problem is that some of the images could be outdated, meaning changes to property could have been made in the time that those photos were snapped. Would you agree with those consumer advocates?
Absolutely. I think that's a huge issue. I think that where you're getting that information from is going to be extremely important, right? We know that, for instance, if I look at my parents' house on Google Maps, until very recently, it looked like they had a pool. They got rid of a pool like 15 years ago. So that's something that we have to be aware of and be wary of is the property owner currently the same owner as it was back when those aerial photos were taken? And has the property owner made any improvements? Have they replaced the roof? Have they cut the tree branches that were potentially a risk? And I think that then goes into the question of what is that appeals process like for insurance companies? If there isn't an appeal process by which you can contest the validity of those images, I think that's an issue for the industry. And consumers, their option are to either call your legislature and make sure that you advocate for yourself and advocate for a transparent appeals process being put in place for those insurance companies, or alternatively, go find a different insurance company, right?
Do you think insurance companies should continue to use drones to inspect properties right now, or do you think, you know, we need some more questions answered from the legislature?
I think we need more advocacy in the legislature for consumers. I don't necessarily think that what they're doing right now is illegal, per se. I think there needs to be more regulation, either A, within the insurance industry, or B, within the recreational use of drones, because we need to figure out how that's going to be addressed by the legislature. It seems pretty unfair and a pretty big invasion of privacy to have a drone that you have no notice is coming flying over your property and inspecting it. Normally what we would have happen is we'd have a insurance company, if they really want to figure out whether they are going to renew their insurance policy with you, they might send out an inspector and have that individual take a look and physically review the property him or herself. And that in and of itself can prevent some of these issues that you described earlier regarding people seeing things on satellite images or drones that are inaccurate and outdated. I think that we also have to go back and what's the question here? Is there a difference between aerial drones and an insurer being able to go on Google Maps and see a satellite image of your property, right?
Yes, very good points. Anything else that you wanted to add on the topic?
Yeah, I think that one of the things I would mention is I think that this could be a dangerous practice when combined with the use of AI. Artificial intelligence coupled with aerial drones being able to view into customers' properties from above, I think you're removing the human element that allows someone to inspect and actually determine whether there's an issue here. And also you're failing to put the homeowners on notice that you're doing an inspection. And that can cause some trouble, I think, because you have the people who are actually going on the ground, doing those inspections, noticing things and being accurate, right? Versus AI or just generally an unmanned drone that thinks that it sees something and it's not really present. A big thing here is that the legislature can add a lot of insight into what the legality of this is and how it's going to be addressed in the future. How far can they go, right? My biggest thing is be transparent. If you're going to use aerial drones as part of your coverage determination process, potential consumers and current consumers should be permitted to know that that's going to be part of your process. And if they feel uncomfortable or feel like, wow, that's a really big invasion of privacy, then I might decide to go shop around for different insurance. But I need to know that that's the case first. So having that transparency, or, you know, allowing the legislature to having the legislature enact some of that transparency on behalf of consumers would be a huge benefactor in this particular area. But whether or not your insurance company is doing those unmanned drone aerial inspections is something that consumers should be entitled to know about before they happen. I think I talked about the legislature could require an appeals process from the insurance company. That was one of the things that you'd mentioned in regard to the denial of inappropriate denial of claims, or I'm sorry, not of claims, of coverage based on outdated images, right? The legislature could require an appeals process, a fair appeals process, by which insurers need to be able to accept those appeals and redetermine whether or not this person is entitled to coverage. Yeah, I mean, there's that civil rights law, section 52A. I mean, I draw a lot of comparison between that private right of action for unwarranted video imaging of residential premises, having someone, a neighbor, say, for instance, install a camera that just faces directly into your backyard. You and I might say, wow, that's so inappropriate. That's a huge invasion of privacy. Well, the legislature agrees, and they've actually outlawed that. Compared to drone footage, which also might make one feel uncomfortable, that one has not yet been addressed, right? Because it's not technically a imaging device affixed to the property. And I think that would be something that would be good for them to touch on. In Civil Rights Law Section 52C deals with employers engaging in electronic monitoring, and it requires that prior notice that we talked about, like how if the insurance company wants to use aerial drone footage, they should be telling you that that's something that they're going to do. Well, this law, Section 52C of the Civil Rights Law, requires the employers, if they're going to be monitoring you electronically, that they let you know that. And that's important as well.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.